The review series continues. This time, we're taking a look at an honorable mention on the Appendix N list, Planet of Adventure by Jack Vance. The reason I call this an honorable mention is because while it is not expressly mentioned on the list, it does say Eyes of the Overworld, Dying Planet et al. And this I took to mean that the rest of Jack Vance's work is de facto included in the list. So, for the purposes of this review, we're going to treat it like it's on the list. Yes, it's science fiction. Yes, Gygax's intentions with the rules of D&D was a sort of fantasy world loosely based on medieval Europe. No, it doesn't precisely fit in with the rest of the list. But with a list as diverse as to have H.P. Lovecraft sitting next to Fritz Leiber, sitting next to Michael Moorcock, sitting next to Tolkien, I figured that a little bit of fudging based on the et al. Is well within the acceptable spirit of the rules. That and part of this book directly influenced a Mazes and Perils campaign I'm going to be DMing, so I figured that helps it make the cut, at least in my estimation. Now, as I get the vast majority of my reading done through audiobooks, I'll start this out by going over the audio version of this particular story available on Audible. The narrator, Elijah Alexander, does a serviceable job. Usually I judge a narrator on a few points, these being actual voice, performance, whether or not the narrator attempts to put on different voices for different characters, and flubbed lines. Although that's more the fault of the editor than the actor, but it's one of those things that sticks in your mind. Mr. Alexander's voice is perfect for this type of story. He sounds like a 1950s radio drama narrator, and as such is able to give this story a certain feel that few narrators would be able to bring to the table. His performance is acceptable. He isn't that proficient with putting on voices apart from a nacho, but he enunciates properly, and there was no part in this book that I was confused about the words of the text. Also, the editors did their damned job on this audiobook, and there were no flubbed lines anywhere that I'm able to remember. It's not an amazing, groundbreaking performance, but it's perfectly serviceable and fits the story very well. As to the story itself, well, frankly, I don't really know what to do with this. Like Netherial, it has several elements of fantasy, science fiction, and horror in it. This is one of those Appendix N stories that just said, "Plaw, fuck genre, this is cool," and ran with it like a kid with scissors. It is also actually four novels in one anthology. City of the Chosh, Servants of the Wonk, The Dirter, and The Noom are the names of the individual novels, but the story flows together so seamlessly that if you threw them all together with no divisions between the novels, you'd never be able to tell them apart. It really does feel as though Vance wrote them all at once, then almost arbitrarily decided to cut it up into four different books. The basic plot is simple enough. Adam Reith is an astronaut sent to a faraway planet with a team of researchers to investigate mysterious radio signals that emanated from it at one time, but stopped as mysteriously as they began. The way the beginning of this plot plays out should tell you all you need to know about the books that follow it. In the prologue of City of the Chosh, the team is introduced, Reith's job as a scout, which we will come back to later, is described, Reith and Wander, another scout, are sent to the planet, and a missile strikes the mothership, killing everybody except the two scouts. And as if that wasn't enough, in the first three pages of the first chapter, hostile natives chop off Wander's head while he's unconscious right in front of Reith's eyes. Yeah, it's that kind of book. While Reith quickly finds himself alone on the planet, he just or nearly just as quickly finds himself a new comrade in Traz Onmail, the young chieftain of the Emblem Men, who are a tribe of human descendants that are ruled by the emblems they wear on their hats, which decide their actions and their personalities. Traz leaves the village with Reith, and it's pretty much all downhill from there. To avoid spoilers, I'll keep the rest of the plot to myself, apart from some isolated reveals of details about the setting that are too interesting to not talk about. But trust me, you'll want to read this one. So, where do I even start after the plot? This has to be the most incredibly dense science fiction story I've ever read. Now, I'm fairly used to new sci-fi, things like Firefly or Trek or Star Wars, you know, gigantic galaxy-spanning settings with huge governmental entities controlling everything they can get their hands on and rebellious small factions taking them on, or even something like Farscape, wherein the rebellion is like 8 people and 1 starship, or Stargate, where the main characters have no ship, but thanks to the gates, they travel all over the universe. Nothing in my previous experience with science fiction really prepared me for a 4-novel sci-fi story that takes place completely on one planet. Because the saga of Adam Reith takes place almost wholly on Chai. He is incapable of leaving the planet despite how hard he's trying to. And Chai is big. I mean, really big. Immense. Huge. The biggest, believe me. There are about 6 races on Chai, 5 of them major players in the events of Planet of Adventure, and 2 of these are divided up into sub-races. There are the Chosh, which are divided up into Green Chosh, Blue Chosh, and Old Chosh. They're an old and decadent race that is on the cultural downslope, and if it weren't for their advanced technology, someone would have bulldozed them a long time ago. The Dirder are feline or reptile creatures that are partially feral, but at the same time have an interest in high cultural pursuits, and consider themselves to be superior to the other races of Chai, an attitude which filters down to their slaves. The Wonk, or Wanek if you're playing GURPS Planet of Adventure, are secretive and isolationist, not even speaking the common tongue of Chai, as well as being the only race to maintain space travel and an airfield for their spaceships. The Noom are underground-dwelling, insect-like creatures that have little or nothing to do with the other races of Chai except for their slaves, maintaining vast tunnel networks and a rigid social hierarchy. The Fung are crazy lone wanderers whose actions make little sense, perhaps even to themselves. The Men are divided up into perhaps hundreds of sub-races, including the Emblem Men, Choshmen, Dirdermen, Wonkmen, Noomkin, and other less common variants. Now, just for some perspective on how dense all this is, each of these groups has their own languages written and spoken, customs, technology, social hierarchies, histories, religious practices, and so on and so forth. Now, the languages don't come up all that often, except in a certain section where the written language of the Wonk has to be translated. But the cultural practices definitely do, and the entire series is basically Reef experiencing culture shock over and over again after recovering from the worst case of jet lag you've ever heard of. I would reveal more because this book is completely engrossing if for nothing other than the sheer cultural anthropology of the world Vance has brought to life. But half of the fun of this book is discovering all these different cultures and races and the mysteries behind them. So far as gaming, like I said, this book is a masterclass in world building, and for the aspiring GM looking to spice up his game and get tips on fleshing out the different races for his setting, this is a blessing straight from Gygax himself. The different areas of Chai, as well as the idiosyncrasies of the different races, are definitely gameable, as shown by that GURPS rulebook I mentioned before, because yes, that does exist. But if you're not a fan of GURPS, or are just looking for a way to spice up your world, Planet of Adventure is the place to find it. For example, the feral hunting practices of the Dirder would map very well onto a non-Tolkien-esque version of elves. I've even already adapted the idea of the coin and trade in the land being gathered from one particular very dangerous place into a campaign I'm designing. There's also the matter of the Scout class, which seems to be a catch-all for everything from fighting man to thief. The only thing Reef doesn't do is use magic, because, well, magic doesn't exist on Chai. To my understanding, it was adapted into another role-playing system apart from the GURPS adaptation of this setting, though the name escapes me at the moment. It might be Gamma World, but don't quote me on that. This is a thing that I could see being difficult to map into a rule set as a custom class, but it is doable. I'm just not experienced enough to do it myself, unfortunately. But getting back to the literary portion of the review, the overall tone of this book series blew me away. It feels much more like Drizzt Do'Urden and his friends blowing through a fantasy setting rather than a science fiction novel. There's not a lot of hard sci-fi here, but the story doesn't suffer for it. At heart, Planet of Adventure is an adventure story. Shocking, I know, but that really is the focus of it. Vance doesn't waste time explaining the physics of Chai or the principles on which the weapons used work, or even the intricacies of space travel. This is about one man, stranded on an alien planet, desperately trying to get home and warn his people about the danger facing them. Reef swashbuckles, lies, cheats, steals, murders, and valiantly saves the day over the course of this story, giving it a feel much closer to what I've heard of John Carter of Mars or even Conan than what Brian Niemeyer calls big men with screwdrivers science fiction. Reef uses his smarts and sword arm, figuratively, to get him out of jams far more than he uses his knowledge of advanced scientific concepts. And the way that the world is developed and laid out, the aliens feel more like ogres and elves instead of your classic wacky space aliens. Apart from the Wonk, of course, who are a completely other animal that nobody will expect. There are also different slave tribes of human, each viewing the other as freaks and oddities, not true men. They also each have their own idiosyncrasies as well, which are gathered from their master races. The Dirtermen are very prim and proper, believing themselves to be above everybody but the Dirter themselves. The Wonkmen are very secretive and devious, and interact with their masters in a completely unprecedented way compared to the way the rest of the slave races interact with theirs. The Choshmen, in a spectacular turn of Vance's, actually have a religious belief that they are destined to become Chosh themselves. All in all, Planet of Adventure absolutely floored me, and I could not stand the moments where I had to pause the audiobook or wait until I was back at work so that I could get to the next damn part of the story. The prose races along at a breakneck pace, and it is a story that is so much fun to, read, that I could barely contain my excitement on realizing that science fiction could do that. Now, I highly recommend this series. If you're not into audiobooks, that's fine. You won't be missing anything that you'd want on your bucket list. It's not like we're talking about the audio adaptations of the Witcher stories here. But the actual story of Chai and Reef itself is so incredibly engaging, interesting, and so much damned fun that you won't regret picking this up in any of its incarnations. The audio version is available on Audible under the name Planet of Adventure, and you can find a Kindle version on Amazon under the name Chai. That's T-S-C-H-A-I. You should absolutely buy this one. It will open your mind to possibilities in sci-fi that, given what I've read in the genre from Heinlein onwards, is completely unprecedented and mind-blowing.